For this week's news items, we start with a couple of innovative projects and then the unwelcome news of expenditure needed to keep St Andrew's and Blackfriars Halls watertight. First, a new centre for food and health research on the Norwich Research Park.
Norwich's place at the forefront of global food and health research could be cemented by a new £81.6 million centre. The Quadram Institute, the Institute of Food Research, IFR, the University of East Anglia and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, NNN, will team up in purpose-built facilities on Norwich Research Park at Colney. Scientific researchers working in the fields of health, food and disease will work side by side with clinicians in the building, which will also treat up to 40,000 NNN patients every year. The director of the IFR, which will move out of its current home when the new building is completed in 2018, said the centre would position the city as a leader in an emerging discipline which could bring further investment and more jobs to Norwich. Professor Ian Charles said, "Recent understanding of how food and our gut flora interact is creating a fundamental shift in the way we will understand and address the impact of food on health. Our goal is to become recognised globally for research excellence and clinical expertise and impact on patient care and outcomes. It will emphasise the link between research and clinical practice," he said. "We will have clients coming through the door, so there is a nice connection between community care and the scientists doing the research. They will know what they are doing is relevant. We want to be seen as a centre of excellence, not just in the UK, but internationally."
Voters could head to the ballot box to cast their vote for the first elected mayor of East Anglia as soon as next year, the committee's secretary has said. Senior Cabinet Minister Greg Clark, who has been tasked with overseeing the handover of powers to the regions, travelled to Cambridge to meet leaders from Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire in a bid to secure a three-county deal. Just weeks ago, Cambridgeshire's top political brass wrote to Norfolk and Suffolk to say they were not interested in joining forces. But leaders have agreed to look again following the meeting with the delegation from Westminster. Mr. Clark said there had been a lot of enthusiasm about a potential devolution deal at the meeting in Cambridge, where new powers over housing, skills and transport from Westminster and Whitehall were discussed. Questioned about whether a deal which would involve Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire councils was the only deal on the table for the region, Mr. Clark was clear that new powers would have to come with an elected mayor. "If you want to take powers away from secretaries of state and be that ambitious, and we do, and have been in Manchester, then you need to have someone who will hold those powers with a mandate," he said. Mr. Clark added that while a date for mayoral election had not been discussed, a 2017 poll was possible.
More than £250,000 will be spent to fix the roof of Norwich's St Andrew's Hall and Blackfriars Hall, and that could limit events which can take place there. Norwich City Council, which will set its budget later this month, is planning to put aside £260,000 for the repairs, with work on the 15th century buildings due to start in August. The medieval complex is used for concerts, weddings, shows, election counts and the Norwich Beer Festival. A spokesman said, "We will be replacing all of the copper and possibly some of the timber that supports the copper. We are also researching ways to further insulate the roof against heat loss and noise transfer, in line with historic England regulations. There are currently no plans to close the halls during this time, but we will take the work into consideration when making bookings for this period." The budget papers also reveal more than £1 million could be spent in the years ahead to refurbish the halls, but the council bosses said that was an aspiration rather than a solid plan at this stage.
Roll up, roll up. A circus school is set to open in a Norwich church after the City Council's Planning Committee approved an application. Great Yarmouth-based Lost in Translation Circus Company has applied for permission to move into the vacant St. Michael Kosleany Church in Oak Street. Performers hope to use the venue to rehearse touring shows, offer evening classes for adults and children, and to stage public performances. The building has been unused since the Inspire Discovery Centre moved out in 2011, and it has been on the market ever since. Plans were welcomed by the local heritage groups, which said the move would help to keep the building in a good state of repair.